Hi everyone, my name is Kayla Banks. I'm 11 years old and I am a web designer, entrepreneur, coding, and game developer. Okay, I started using computers at 3, and I grew up in a house full of Windows computers, Mac computers, Linux computers, OpenSUSE computers, basically every operating system. Okay, I became more interactive when I was 5 years old because when I was growing up, we would get honeycomb cereal boxes, and on the back of the honeycomb cereal box is where we would find a little code on it where you could play games. And so when I was 3 years old, 4 years old, and 5 years old, I would redeem those codes on the website and I would play the honeycomb cereal boxes, and I didn't need anybody's help. I knew how to move the mouse around and play the game all by myself. And that's how I started using computers. In January 2007, that's when I got my first computer, and it was an OpenSUSE computer. I used that computer a lot until I got my first blog. The story of how I got my blog is whenever my mom would be in the living room typing on her computer, I would ask her what she was doing, and she would say she was writing on her own blog. Her blog was about being a special ed teacher, and then she told me it was like an online journal where you could write everything you felt and express it to your viewers. And then I thought that was a good idea, so I asked my mom if I could have my own blog. And that's when I named it Felice's Bratz Blog, because Felice is my middle name. And at the time, I really liked Bratz, so I named it Felice's Bratz Blog. At the time, I was in kindergarten, and I had already gotten about 69,000 hits. And I didn't, since I was still in kindergarten, I didn't know how to read or spell. So every night before dinner, I would go to my mom when she was typing on her blog, and I would tell her what I wanted her to put on my blog, and that's when she typed it. And that's the first post on my blog. I ran my blog until third grade, which when I was 9, and every day from first grade, second grade, third grade, I would tell all my friends about the blog and my teachers. And most of my teachers didn't really understand what a blog is, except for my first grade teacher. And every day we would talk about what I would write on the blog, and we would explain it and how I felt about it. And then I would write it in a little daily journal. Throughout my school years, I've been known to be the high-tech computer girl, and so recently, between school years, I've been doing multiple projects. What you can see right here is the classroom newspaper, which I developed in fifth grade, which was what I did every day, and I would have a crew of people from my classroom. Like one person would be on games or one person would be on food. I would all have them give me my articles, and throughout the week I would type it into a copy of the newspaper, and then I would print it out and then bring it to the copying room, and then there we would get about 30 copies plus some extra copies for the staff around the school. And that's what we did every Friday, and that's our newspaper, Fireflies. I made it in Microsoft Publisher. Other things I did were businesses, like for my fifth grade culmination, I was the one in charge of the CDs and I made the music. And other businesses I made were notebook designing businesses and notebook covers, as you can see right there. People would pay me 50 cents to make their notebook covers, and I would just pull off random characters from the internet and put it on their notebook cover based on what they told me they wanted to do. I also do other things, like in second grade, we were making our own books, and everybody illustrated the cover by crayons. But what I did, me and my father did, we went to GIMP and then we made our own cover like this and printed it out. Other times, I just like to help out at the computer lab, because a lot of the teachers and the staff don't really know how to work the computers and stuff. And their router is very weak, so usually they call me in to fix it, and they pay me about, well, they don't really pay me, they just give me popcorn or something.
That's great.
About second or third grade is when I started getting into virtual worlds. And what a virtual world is, an online game where you could make a character based off what you look like, and you could go around the world. It's like a simulation game. And I thought that was a really neat idea. Then one time my father saw me playing the game on my computer, and then we were talking about how nice it was, and then somehow we got to talking about how we could make the game ourselves. And that's when we planned to make our own online virtual world, and we decided to call it MyZooty. The reason we called it MyZooty is because we wanted the name to be unique. And so when I thought it would be unique and different, I thought of like different letters like Z and X. So that's what makes me think of Zooty. And so we purchased that domain name on my birthday, which was January 10th, and now I have my own website. It's called myzooty.com. In the meantime, while I'm still working on programming it, in the meantime, I just put like me playing different games on the website, or me posting the newspaper articles on the website, or just me just doing different things that I posted on my website, and my friends would view it and they email me. And recently I've been really posting a lot on my website. We just have been having trouble connecting it through the domain name. And the reason my friends and my classmates are really lucky to have me is because they know they can count on me, and they know they can ask an 11-year-old girl to type up a paper for the whole class. This is an example of how to make a virtual world. The problem with this video is the program that they're using to make it is in Flash. And when I showed the video to my dad, he said, we don't want to use Flash because Flash costs money and it's not open source. And so then I asked him what open source is, and that's when the adventure began. After I learned what open source is, I do whatever I could to use open source things. Like, ever since I found out that, I've been using more GIMP and LibreOffice and Mozilla Firefox and just other open source programs like that. Recently, my mom signed me up for an entrepreneur class where we could learn about starting our own business. And About the third or fourth day, our assignment was to make business cards, but the person told us we had to make our business cards in Microsoft Office because there were templates on there. I brought my dad's computer, which was a Linux computer, and it didn't have Microsoft Office on it. So I just started making my business card in GIMP, and everybody liked mine. They really, really liked mine. Then they got a little confused because they didn't know what program I was making it in. So I explained to everybody that it was in GIMP, and after that, they installed GIMP on all of the computers, and now they've been using GIMP more frequently. I also told them about Mozilla Firefox because most of the computers they were using Google Chrome. So that's just spreading the word about open source programs. I've also been using LibreOffice. Well, actually, I haven't been using LibreOffice. I downloaded OpenOffice before it turned into LibreOffice, but I type up most of my documents in LibreOffice, and I print them from there. And that's the end of my presentation. First, I want to thank my grandpa for all of his support. Then I want to thank all of the organizers for accepting me. And then I want to thank Ricky, Carol, and Julie for their support also. And also, if you want to contact me, you can email me at my email, which is kayla@myzudi.com. And if you also want to contact my dad, he checks the emails too, so you can just email him. Now's the time for you, if you have any questions for me.
What's your next project?
I've been thinking about like learning more coding, like CSS and PHP, because my website is kind of boring and I want to update it more. So, yeah. Anybody else? Well, I used to be a cheerleader in third grade, but I just stopped doing that, and then I started getting more into computers.
That was awesome. Thank you. And I wanted to ask you, what are some things that you think schools could do to help kids access open source, girls in particular?
Well, like making clubs. My school, we would make clubs like if we could, but we don't really have those rooms and permission because our principal is like really kind of basic. He only wanted to stick to the regular rules. So maybe if we had a different principal, we could open up different clubs like computer clubs, because there are about two or three other people in my school who were interested in computers too.
Where do you go to school? I mean, like, what school district are you in?
Oh, well, I actually live in Los Angeles, and I just graduated from fifth grade. I used to go to an elementary school called LaSalle Elementary, but right now I don't really know what middle school I'm going to.
I'm sure you have your pick.
Well, my mom's actually a teacher, and she's been looking for a middle school job, and she said if she found a job, she would take me with her.
So this is a really awesome talk, because I keep saying that we need to get kids interested in computing at an early age, and here you are, a role model standing right in front of us. What could we do as parents or the community to help other kids get more involved in computing early, like you?
Well, like, kids get really excited when you give them tech and gadgets. So maybe if I gave them a computer and then put some extra programs in it, and then maybe they would like to explore in it, because one time I had this computer and it didn't have any internet on it, so I was just looking through the programs that I could use, and then I found GIF and I started drawing a lot of stuff.
Anybody else have any other questions?
What laptop are you using, can I ask?
Oh, this is actually my dad's laptop. It's a Linux laptop. He actually bought it as a Windows 8 computer, but he converted it to a Linux computer.
So of all the things that you do, web design and blogging and sounds like a little bit of system administration and programming, what do you like the best?
I gotta say I like photo editing and maybe video editing, because I also like doing that too.
Cool. There are a lot of careers in computing, so you have a lot of options in front of you.
Yeah.
You can pretty much do anything. The question is, are there any online resources that you like to use?
Not really online resources. There's this one website called PZAP and PicMonkey. Those are really just sites that I do photo editing on. But other than that, I just use programs that are offline.
So I think the next time we hear from you, you're going to be contributing to an open source project, right? Next time you speak, you'll be here to tell us about your open source project that you're contributing to or you're writing. That's pretty awesome.
Thanks.
Anybody else?
I don't know, I'm
going to
have to take my 13-year-old
butt. I know. I'm thinking the same thing. I got a 13-year-old and he's way behind. Well, thank you. Thank you very much.